proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue in our series regarding God's love for the Jewish people, and we start to look at the proofs of God's love for the Jews, as demonstrated in the Bible. God did many things to prove that he loved the Jewish people. He did not merely assert that love for them, but acted in accordance with it. God showed his love for the Jewish people by entrusting to them the scriptures. When asking what advantage the Jews possessed over other groups, the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3 stated that, quote, "Unto them were committed the oracles of God," unquote. The oracles of God refer to the scriptures. When we look at the Bible, we discovered that Jews penned almost every single book in the Bible, with a couple of exceptions. The book of Job, for instance, a book predating the time of Abraham, the book of Job might not necessarily have had a Jewish author. The book of Esther, which did not mention the name of God anywhere within its pages, the book of Esther could have arrived from an official Persian court document. Then in the New Testament, Luke, who authored the gospel bearing his name and the book of Acts, Luke may have been a Greek convert to Judaism before he wrote those works. Regardless of whom the human authors were, God played the major role in producing the scriptures. In the first chapter of 2 Peter, that apostle declared how, quote, "The prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost," unquote. The authors of the Bible did not pen what Peter elsewhere described as cleverly devised fictions. Instead, God utilized these men as instruments to transmit his word. Now, that statement does not necessarily imply that God directly dictated his words to these writers, who then faithfully recorded everything he said unto them. The Greek word translated as inspiration, a word that Paul used in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Greek word for inspiration, theopneustos, literally meant God breathed. The Jewish people, though, not only wrote the books of the Bible, they preserved its words. They treated the Old Testament scriptures with respect because they understood that the passages from those books came directly from God, not from some man. The author of Psalm 12 depicted that mindset when he wrote that, quote, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times," unquote. Throughout the ages, Jewish scribes meticulously copied scripture texts, using certain built-in safeguards to keep them from making errors. These scribes had to write only upon clean animal skins. Each column they wrote needed to have no less than 48 lines, and no more than 60 lines to the column. Every scribe who copied a scripture text needed to use black ink, prepared from a special recipe. Yet other regulations guided the Jewish scribes in copying Bible texts. They needed to pronounce each word aloud while they were writing. Moreover, they had to count letters, words, and paragraphs. When they did so, the middle paragraph, word, and letter of each page had to correspond to those things in the original document. The Jewish people were aware that God had entrusted them, making them custodians of his word. The care which they took in performing that task explains why the Bible we possess today is the word of God. We do not have the original autographs. However, we have copies that were faithfully made, and from those copies, we know that we have the Word of God faithfully translated. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.